welcome back to the second half of We the People Radio on March 13th, 2020. No, 2022. Sorry, I time traveled.
Well, you did.
We were talking about 2020. Okay, forget that. On to you, Bill.
I was reaching for my mask.
Oh, God, yeah. Let's not relive 2020. That was a dark year.
Yeah, my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. They're our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer, and you can find them up on 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Anything John Deere, in fact, anything, any tractor, bring it in. They can fix it. They've got a great service department and fairly quick, so they can get it in, get it out for you. You can also give them a call on the phone at 226-9226. Don't interrupt my ad here.
As opposed to other ways that they would call them?
Clear off track right now.
226-9226. Okay. I already know that part.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, I got bored.
Or you can catch them on the web at papemachinery.com. And I'd like to also have an honorable mention. Are you done? Sorry, I didn't mean to jump off.
I'm over here in my own area. Just go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Our friends over at Businessware, they're located at 3161 Bocelli Lane, Suite 100. And they do everything as far as your IT services and solutions. So give them a call over there. Their phone number is 223-2333.
3333.
A lot of threes there, yeah. Probably not a lot of combinations you can go wrong. So, give them a call. Talk to Wayne over there. They can get you fixed up with everything from malware to all your business solutions, IT solutions. And they're good folks to work with.
Yes.
There you go.
Ta-da! And our guest today is Dr. Lyle Rapacki. And let's see. The one thing I forgot to tell you about Dr. Rapacki last time was his website. And it's actually, he has his own tab on our site. He has the Dr. Lyle tab up top, so you can find all the shows really easily. But he does a program there, and the website for that is Arizona, the number two, the word day. .com. So Arizona2day.com. And you can keep track of all this if you want a little tighter read on it.
Yeah. Hey, I would like to just
You had a question.
Pull a Saki here and circle back.
You go, Jen.
You were saying that 30 some states are changing their ballots to make them a little harder to counterfeit. I was just curious, was California one of them?
No.
Hard pass.
You're kidding.
No.
We'll be the last.
I'm shocked.
We'll be the last one. We'll be number 58, isn't that? Don't we have 58 states? Isn't that what Obama said?
Yeah.
We'll be number 58.
I think it was 57.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
57 states.
There were 32 states that adopted the ballot that Arizona has put forward. It's counterfeit proof. There are markings within the ballot that when the ballot comes in, it's held up to light and you can tell immediately if it's fake or not.
Mm.
We did
what a
not
good
have
idea.
That. Yeah, it's if you go to my show, and I don't remember which one it is, and I, for probably 30 seconds of seriousness, I apologize, but I thank you guys so much. I did Arizona today because I wanted to tell Arizonans what had happened in their own backyard. That was a huge thing 2 years ago with Mayor Giuliani, the team, and then what came out of it was the legislative call for a forensic evaluation. All of this was historical, since America had never done anything like this before. And I just thought it'd be nice to let Arizonans know what was taking place in their own state. And it went national, and a program began called Arizona Today. It's now 2 years later, and I'm not as big as you guys, but I've got 1.4, 1.5 million people viewing Arizona Today. And
that's awesome.
It's growing, yeah. And it's a lot of work. I'm not a reporter, as you all know. I'm not a media person, so I don't do things the right way. I do it my way. And people, which is neither good nor bad, and people just simply love it. I have fun with my guests. I allow them to finish their thoughts. I ask questions. They don't know the questions beforehand. I don't set them up. But they are allowed to discuss things. Each show is about 30 minutes. Now, you'll go back and you'll see with Doug Logan, who is doing the forensic evaluation, there's a good couple of shows that are probably 40 minutes, 42 minutes, because of the topic. Same with Colonel Waldron. I think Mayor Giuliani, I did 30 minutes. I've got a couple of others getting ready to come on, and we're now struggling with, do we do 30 or do we break it up into two segments of 30 minutes, or do we let them go for 45? I mean, I'm not smart and I'm not good at this, so we're struggling with that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the more you do it, the longer you'll want it to go because there's just so much.
I guess you're right. I'm still trying to keep it so people can listen and they're not bored. But the letters, the emails that come in, people, you go to my website, ArizonaToday.com, you see all of the shows, and some of the stuff that Bill is asking, or it's on there, and you're right, it's far more in depth, and the experts are there, and we did begin to pull the curtain back months ago to let people know and expose what exactly had taken place, and it's quite daunting. It's a crime. It's a crime of the century, and that's all on my show. I've been very blessed to have people who have trusted me, elected officials from across the nation, and others, and I've been very blessed because they know I'm not sensational, I'm not theatrical. I don't try to get them in a corner and all that, because I think Americans need to know what's happened. We have been duped. We have been duped phenomenally, very sophisticatedly, and elections, as we've now heard, have consequences. We're living through one of them right now with Ukraine. And I believe, based on the evidence that I've seen, based on what I've learned over these last 2 years, that the elitists, the globalists that intend to collapse the United States and no longer allow us to be a sovereign nation, they want us to be collapsed into the global community. They knew that President Trump would not play that game, and so they did everything they could to remove him from day one, and eventually they cheated sufficiently where he was removed. If he had still been president, I do not believe we would be seeing what we're seeing in Ukraine today. Not because he believes that Ukraine was perfect. I think, and I'm not speaking for him, I've been very fortunate to work with several of his senior people. But I believe he realized that Ukraine was an elitist cesspool. But I think he would have handled it without attacking. I think he would have handled it much like he handled China. China basically had taken over the United States economically in many ways, manufacturing otherwise, and President Trump made America great again. And this upset beyond imagination the globalists and the elitists, because they have it all worked out that the United States will become a third-ranked power behind China, Russia, and even Iran. And that's what we're seeing take place right now, that America is really under Biden, not sure which is right, which is left, which is up, which is down. I mean, we've got the most incompetent people throughout our government running this country, and it is going to have a very serious, serious and sobering impact. Yep.
Yeah.
And they knew this, and they had to get rid of him, and they did.
Well, what kills me is they tell us, or they said up front that this is what they were going to do if they got in power. You know, that,
very good point, Bill.
And people voted for him anyway.
Well, I think Harris actually said the quiet part out loud.
They didn't vote for him. Let me back up. They didn't vote for him. But
this is why the Chinese voted for him.
Yeah. He did get kind of screwed, Biden did, because with this whole Ukrainian thing, you know, they were laundering most of his money over there, and that's a bad deal for him right now.
Yeah, but we're sending him a whole bunch more, so We're backfilling it.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah, that remains to be seen how that's working out.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, though, about to go back on some of the election stuff. When you guys talk to people in other states, are they looking to, like, harden their election process going forward, or are they looking to litigate the last election?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
Stuff it, Bill. Back in the driver's seat.
Well, that's a great question, and again, just for the record, I'm not an expert on this.
What?
I can sure...
What? $1.87 is value is now going down.
Yeah, but I want you to know something. Cat Pay Machinery has contacted me and wanted to know when I'll drive one of their tractors again. I just for those of your listeners who are going, what?
Yeah.
You can go back. Yeah, you can go back in time and you'll see me driving one of the Cat Pay Machinery.
You were on a Kubota at that time. We need to update it. Get you on some green machine.
Yeah, I hear the ad is in the works.
Well, they've been sad. Dr. Lyle, we know you've been busy. Okay, but will you back and would you drive one of our machines again? I mean,
we finally
got it out of the ditch, and it's all working again. I mean,
Well, anybody who has any machinery at all is in great shape because getting anything. I mean, you know, when the shelves are empty of Top Ramen, we're in trouble.
Yep.
Not that I eat that ramen. But...
That's a great question you asked because it has been, and that's what's going on in Georgia right now, where the legislature has brought forward the report showing that clear deception had taken place and clear fraud had occurred, and Haldeman had gone ahead and proven this, not opinionated. His report, which hasn't gone out publicly yet, but it will be very, very soon, I believe. It's going to elected officials and others, but it was submitted to Dominion, and it was submitted to the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, which is a very small little department within DHS, Department of Homeland Security. He, out of good faith, submitted his findings, 25,000 word findings to Dominion and to DHS, and they immediately poo-pooed him and trashed it and covered it up. And then the federal judge came along and covered it up and said there would be no more hearing on this, no more open court, no more evidence. I mean, this is a cover-up of just spectacular means, very sophisticated. It's been very daunting the last 2 years to try to get information out. But this report, as soon as I can get a copy of it, I'll send it to you. I am releasing right now to you some of this information, and I did release to my viewers and some people on my mailing list an actual report of bits and pieces that I will send to you after we hang up, and you can at least glean some information from that. But going back to your question, Aaron, there were states, again, led by Georgia, Wisconsin are two of the states. Pennsylvania is struggling right now to do the same thing. They're looking to file actions in courts, federal courts, expose the criminality of all of this. So you are correct that has been taking place. There's also other states, including those that I named, that are looking to decertify the last election and then simultaneously to make certain that we don't have a repeat in about 8 months. Mm-hmm. The midterm elections are coming up in 8 months. I'm concerned. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think you guys have had me on your show long enough, over 10 years or so, that I don't think I'm a theatrical or conspiracy theorist. But I'm concerned that we don't have some sort of crisis that would constitute a constitutional crisis, which would then suspend the elections. I am concerned I know those. They're on several intelligence networks that I'm a part of, and we confer back and forth and exchange intel. There is a concern about that. Is it the type where we're losing sleep at night? No. But it is a concern that the Biden people, literally run by Obama and Soros, are so corrupt, so anti-American. And they make no bones about it. Bill is correct. They make no bones about it.
No.
They no longer want the United States to be a sovereign nation. They want us to be assimilated into the global community. That's why we're seeing the borders so absolutely open. We've had over 2.1 million illegals from 170 nations. I go back to my show, Arizona Today, and you'll see that I had subject matter specialists on, and we were discussing this, people coming across our borders, both Canada and Southern, are horrendous. And they're coming from 170 nations, and they are terrorists. Some have been caught, and they are terrorists. They are murderers. With hit records in Honduras, and I just named countries.
And it's just one of those things where now, you know, we just keep, you know, I almost feel like we're in, you know, when you talk to, like when you talk to my nephew, but when he was a little kid, you know, he was distracted by everything. And he would often say, you'd see him, he would just totally lose focus, and he'd say, something shiny just went by the window. So that became the family joke, like when you rabbit trailed, you know, something shiny just went by the window. But that's what this administration is doing, is just one unending series of something shiny just went by the window. Like, don't look at the border, now we're going to have Ukraine. No, wait, now we're going to have, you know, thing to thing to thing to keep people busy.
Oh, yeah, and you've got, you know, like you say, Lyle, the southern border is out of control.
When we come back, can we talk about that some more?
Yeah, I think people need to pay attention to what's happening on the northern border. I mean, don't think the folks in charge of this country aren't looking at Canada and going, hey, they didn't really seem too upset about martial law. Maybe that's something we could pull off here and not have too many issues. I mean, it's
possible. They already got everybody to lock themselves in their house for a couple of years. There's some people still doing it. Please go outside. Turn off CNN and go outside. It's fine. We've been out there. We checked for you. You're all right.
Yeah, the sun's still shining.
We'll be right back. Our guest is Dr. Lyle Verpacki, and you're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Oh, I gypped you.
Damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
There you go, Lyle. You can play that in the shower. It'll get you through your day.
That was neat. Thank you. So I guess that instead of the $1.80.
There you go. You get the songs. Because that was the President Trump song, actually. So now you're up in the rarefied air now. So I know our congressman here in Northern California, Doug LaMalfa, was just down at the border there at Yuma and said,
he was.
Oh, my God. I mean, terrifying.
Well, if you go back, and again, I apologize because I've got multiple things going in different directions. But I think if you go back to Arizona Today, just a couple of shows ago, you'll see I had a great conversation with Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County and Sheriff Leon Wilmot of Yuma County. And both of those sheriffs were discussing border issues on my show, Arizona Today. And they were very, again, very candid. They were not restricted. They were not politically correct. They knew of my involvement for the last 15 years advising law enforcement and elected officials both in Arizona and across the country on a number of security matters. So they were very gracious to share more openly. Tomorrow, Monday, I will be in Phoenix, and I'll be recording an Arizona Today special edition, two-part, with Congressman Paul Gosar, who is leading a roundtable discussion with very high-noted individuals on the fentanyl crisis that is occurring in the United States. And so I was asked by the congressman's office if I would be the person, the I don't know what you call us, but the media, the platform by which they could record the entire special event, and then we'll produce it across the nation. And I also was informed last night that Right Side Broadcasting would like to carry it once I have it all edited and ready to go. They'd like to carry it. So that's I'm really humbled by that. That's huge. And what's going to be so nice is that many, many people will get firsthand briefings on the fentanyl crisis that's coming across our border, which is also part of how they wish to collapse the United States. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not an alarmist. We are in some very, very deep trouble. And it's now gotten to the point, and again, you go back a couple of shows and you'll see the sheriffs. We were discussing it. You've got people in middle America, way up in the Northeast, that are now experiencing crimes from people from Honduras and other Guatemala and Mexico and Pakistan and Iran. And they're just 170 countries are coming across our border, and there's no stopping it. Over 2.2 million have come in just this past year, and that's not counting the getaways. That's not counting those that have been caught and been able to be returned. But those numbers, the numbers caught, the numbers returned, are very low compared to what's coming across this country. And they can see that on the show that we did a couple of weeks ago. So the idea that our national security is not at risk is false. It is at risk. We're in some very, very serious trouble.
Yeah, and the whole idea that the majority of these people are being returned to their countries is just
totally false.
No, that's a complete fiction.
And they just keep repeating that. And I mean, the stats are out there. I can't believe that they can keep saying that, and people are going along with it, or maybe they're not, and they don't care. I don't know, but it's ludicrous.
Well, the plan, and Obama, this is basically Obama's third term, in essence, in many ways. What Obama very publicly, I think if we go back into the shows that I've been allowed to do with you all, we've undoubtedly discussed this, but the plan through Obama, and he made it very public, was to eliminate the middle class because in America, because the New World Order cannot survive with a thinking, innovative, creative middle class. They can't do that. They need the elites, and then they need slaves. And I'm not being politically correct or theatrical. That's exactly what they're doing. They also wanted to destroy the American economy, and Obama set out to do that. The global community cannot survive with individual wealth, except for the elite, the very small group. The rest of it, they have to be indentured slaves, servants. They want to eliminate all private property.
Oh, yeah.
They cannot survive again as a global community if individuals hold private property and therefore retain some wealth and some independence. They also want to destroy the American sovereignty, as I've already discussed. They want to eliminate our national sovereignty. They want to collapse us into the global community where there is no national sovereignty but regions, 10 regions. And the idea is you take the globe and you break 182 nations into regions. Each region has a leader. In this case, Canada, America, and Mexico is all part of one region, and there would be a leader over that region. But the world is split into 10 regions, and each region has a leader over it. And basically what they want is full and complete control over your life, and that you lose individuality, that you are pledged to the global community. Now, this sounds conspiratorial. We discussed it several years ago, I believe, on your show, when Obama was pushing all of this, and it's happening right in front of our eyes right now. You take a look at this entire COVID mess. That's another example of taking the population of America and turning them into sheep. They have to wear masks in their home. That came out, if you remember. You have to wear masks to take a shower. I mean, they were doing everything they could to impose their standards on America so America would lose individuality and freedoms. And they're not bashful about it.
Well, I think one thing that has brought to light is people are willing to go along with some of this stuff. But the flip side is, as far as COVID goes, I think America is pretty much done with it. I don't think they'll ever be able to put us back in a mask or keep our kids out of school. There's just been so much of an uprising over that. They're going to have to come up with a new game plan. Right now, we're all distracted with Ukraine, and that's really kind of taking the whole COVID thing off the front page. And don't get me wrong.
Well, Putin cured COVID.
Oh, I know it. See, that's one good thing about it.
If we're gonna get pegged as Russian apologists, we might as well give him credit.
Yeah, yeah.
He cured COVID for us. Thank you.
But they'll come up with another emergency and try to get everybody scared because it worked. It worked.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill, and that's why I said, I think before the break, there's at least working concern, working. In other words, we're looking at it. We're not losing sleep. We're not being pontificating it or being wackadoo about it. But we're discussing it, that they're going to come up with some sort of emergency that will turn into a national state of emergency, which under our Constitution, if a national state of emergency is declared, you suspend elections.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at. I pray I'm wrong. I'll buy the coffee and bagels. And I'm not being funny, and I'm not pushing this as a conspiracy theorist. I am not that type of person. But we are looking at it because these people, Biden and all these people, are out of control. They believe they're a separate breed, that they're special, that they're born to rule over the majority, that they have abilities and insight that's far superior than the rest of us as sheep, that the American people, in this case, do not possess significant intelligence to determine their own future, so they have to determine it for us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And that they're repainting the world on the world canvas. In other words, they wipe out the canvas and then they repaint the world the way they want it to be, without any regard for individuality, national sovereignty, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
that's what's taking place in front of us.
Yeah, because they fundamentally, you know, we had Patrick Wood on last week. We're talking about technocracy.
He's a good man.
And that whole idea that if technocrats ran the world, everything would be so much better. And, well, we've seen how that works out. The last 2 years, the technocrats have been in charge. The elected officials have kind of had their hands tied behind their back because most of this has been done through emergency powers and regulatory fiat and weird stuff like that that leaves, you know, leaves the resources of elected people kind of out in the cold.
Well, I think this whole thing is, like you said, Lyle, I think it is heading for a national emergency. And when you start looking at the fuel prices continuing to go up, we heard the other day that $10 a gallon diesel is heading our way. That's going to just spike food prices and everything else. And what better reason to declare a national emergency when people start, I won't say revolting, but coming uncorked over inflation and fuel prices, and
well, it kind of shows you
who sets it all up for.
Yeah, it just shows you who's in charge, though, because their answer to that is like, go spend $50,000-$60,000 on an electric car. Like, okay, you don't get out much, do you?
No,
I mean, that's just it's not workable for most people,
down.
And it's not workable in most places.
I mean, they're eliminating expendable income for everybody, and people are having to choose. You know,
well, what was it? Mayonnaise was $4
for gas and fuel.
Yeah, mayonnaise was like over $4 yesterday.
Like $4.50 a bottle.
Bill's all pissed off. It was over $2.50. You wouldn't buy it, and then it went to $3 something. I'm like, you know, we might want to get some of that. Now it's like $4 something. Well, the ship sailed.
You guys are really right on. I was out yesterday looking for a chair.
Oh, that'll cost you.
Oh my gosh! Well, I was looking for a chair, actually two, for my set on for Arizona Today. I was looking for
stools like we're sitting on right now that are so so incredible. If I could only make you understand. The 1950s are calling, and they want their little wooden stools back.
I was no, I'm too old for that.
So are we.
So I was looking for a couple of chairs, and went into a furniture store, and they're a little expensive. What I was looking for, and I wasn't looking for king type things, but just something nice that I could sit so my knees are not up to my chest and it looks goofy on camera.
It didn't look like it was those toilets from preschool.
Exactly. You know, you sit there. I was looking at some chairs and averaged about $575, let's say, something like that. I'm going, geez, that's just, I just can't.
I know.
You're like, anyway, I'm going to take up woodworking.
Yeah, but, I'm looking at the price, and they're nice chairs, they're upholstery, but I'm not going to spend, you know. And the salesman said, yeah, they are a little expensive, but he goes, you might want to consider buying today because next week they go up 22%. And I said, what? This same chair, he goes, will go up 22% because of inflation. So I'm looking at a chair for $575 that in my unlearned ways, I figure $300. And they're probably still making a profit, which I'm a capitalist, so I want everybody to make profit. But I'm thinking $300, $350 instead of $575. And yet, it's going to go up 22%. That's a what? That's another $100 and some odd. Somebody do the math for me.
Yeah.
It's like $120 more.
Yeah.
It's a chair.
You could.
Yeah, you're like, it's a chair. Yeah. It doesn't even have a motor.
Does it have a massage and do I get coffee with it?
I can't take a friend with me on it. I mean, yeah.
Well, you could order yourself a new recliner and, you know, get it all ordered and everything, and then wait until July for it to come in because...
Yeah, you could do that in February.
Order it in February.
Wait till July, and that's everywhere. Yeah. There's just no availability.
Bill was all mad last year when he went to go to try to get a recliner at Lazy Boy, and they told him it wasn't coming in until June, and then he went in February. It's still not coming till June.
Well, now it's July. It's like, oh my gosh.
You want to wait?
And, And you guys are so right. Even though we're having some fun with this, Bill's right. With gas prices in some parts of California,
yeah.
You guys know better than I. $7 already.
Oh yeah.
And slated to go higher. Well, that's going to have a ripple effect on food, produce, supply.
Well, that's what we're looking at. That's what's doing it. I mean, anybody who thinks that isn't going to absolutely touch every single product.
No, I had a customer last week that was upset. We had to order some parts for him, and it was about a 1 pound bag came out of Illinois, and he wanted it second day air. It was $75 to ship a 1 pound package second day air. It's like, oh my gosh, it's
that box that I was going to send to my brother in Texas might not be going anywhere.
Yeah. We better take a break.
Yeah, we've got to take a break. But when we come back, I've got some. Let's see, diesel is $7.29, and when we return, I'll tell you where that is. And so you're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Good job, Bill.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Oh, by the way, I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And so you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy. A big conspiracy.
Can you say butthole on the radio?
It was probe your butt. They didn't say
that. Is cool. Hey, you've got to send that to me.
Yeah. I wasn't going to play it because we played it last week, but I'm like, Lyle doesn't know this one. We have not played that one for him.
You've got it. Okay, I'll take that instead of Bill's.
Yeah, because it's pretty sweet, I have to say. And you know, Weird Al, man, that guy, he hits this stuff like right on the head.
All right, you send me that piece.
I'll do that right now.
Place of Bill. Check.
Okay,
that's a deal.
Like when we were talking to
Bill, you don't have to send me the $1.87 for the
show. Okay,
you
all right.
Can stay away from the checkbook.
We'll get that done.
We were talking to Wayne from Business Wear there in the grocery store last night. We were kind of laughing, and it's like, you know, I mean, I think the memes are right. We all do need to get new conspiracy theories because all the old ones came true.
Well, I'll give you breaking news.
Yes.
Breaking news, Obama has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he had his shots and
the shots, the booster shots. Okay, so go back to gas prices because I did a little recon while I was messing around on the break. Okay, so in Modoc County, which is the top, the very top of the state of California,
on the eastern corner,
okay,
northeastern corner.
It is has 8,700 people. The county is 4,200 square miles, So it's kind of a big place for 8,700 people. And in the bustling metropolis of Alturas at 4,300-foot elevation with 2,700 people, they are now paying $7.29 for diesel fuel.
Jeez.
How'd you like to, have...
Well, gas was over $6 a gallon up there, too.
A county that's 4,200 square miles and you're paying $7.29 a gallon to move around in it.
Well, and again, on the first day that he occupied the White House, he signed an executive order eliminating all of gas production, oil production in America, Biden did. And he reversed everything Trump did to make us energy independent and also a world leader in exporting fuel. And now his mouthpiece, his White House press secretary comes on and says she doesn't understand and Biden doesn't understand why the fuel companies are not taking advantage of the 9,000 permits that they granted.
Yeah, well, right.
You know, idiot, because your boss said no. So
how could you? Could you imagine your job is to go say stuff like that and not actually laugh?
Oh, I don't think she cares. I think she's so socially out of it anyway. They're prostitutes.
Well, they never leave the Beltway, and as long as you never leave the Beltway, no one will challenge you.
No, you live in a bubble. But we are in some very serious trouble. But this is all well planned, and it's as you guys have already been talking about. It's going to have a ripple effect on food, produce. Well, that's food also. Produce, supplies, chairs, desks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've gone from just in the last 2.5 years, we've gone from $95 an hour for a labor rate, and we are now $120 an hour and $130 in the field, and we're one of the cheaper ones in the area.
So how'd you like to get your riding lawnmower fixed and not have a way to haul it? So you don't have a way to haul it. You need the mechanic to come out and fix it.
Yeah, it's just getting so expensive, and we feel it. There's a dip in business right now, and I think people are really being hit hard. You know, we were talking about it the other day. You know, we had all these massive fires last year that burned over 1 million acres in California.
Yeah.
You got inflation. You got gas prices. You had COVID. I mean, it's just one hit after the other, and there's a lot of businesses around here that are gone. I mean, they just couldn't hang on any longer. But like we were saying, I think all of this is going to play right into their hands when you start talking about a national emergency, because we are on the verge of that right now. I feel sorry for folks that, you know, you're out, maybe a young couple, you know, living in an apartment, wanting to buy a house, and I mean, that's completely out of reach now. But now you're working for just over minimum wage, and you have to pay $5 a gallon for gas and upwards of $1,000 a month for daycare. I mean, it's making it very hard for people to hang on.
What were eggs?
Eggs have gone from two something for an 18 pack to over $4, and it's that way. Well, the big one, I mean, I'm kind of a grocery.
Bill's the price aficionado.
I remember numbers because I work with it all the time. Cream cheese was 98 cents.
For a little box?
For a little thing of cream cheese last year. It's $3.48 now. I mean...
And they haven't had it for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, and then there wasn't any.
There wasn't any.
And now it came back.
Like not even the flavor, you know, not even like not what you wanted.
Yeah.
I thought they moved the cream cheese department.
No, they just don't have
any. They just didn't have any.
And that's, I think that's a real typical thing, a typical... things to come in the grocery world. I mean, there were empty shelves. I mean, a big grocery store, and there were empty shelves.
Yes.
And that you just never saw that before. That's got to cost them a ton of money to have people walking up and down the rows, and they can't fill the shelves.
Well, what are you looking at in Arizona, considering you probably run your air conditioner 10 months out of the year? Okay, I'm just guessing, but I would.
Very, very valid point. Aaron. I'm in Prescott, so it's cooler, so that helps. But we reverse that. What about if it gets really cold and we have to use heat? Same difference. We're using electricity, and that's gone up.
Oh, sure.
All across the board. Everything we're talking about, Bill saying, all of this is a ripple effect to eliminate the middle class. And with inflationary spiraling going up, that includes food, all the things we've been talking about, supplies. People are not going to be able to handle this.
No. And it's happening
again,
so fast. I mean, by the midterms.
Well, I think, and part of my hypothesis, you put on a whiteboard, that doesn't mean it's legit. It's just it's something you put on a whiteboard and you study and look at and talk. And that is, let's move this along as fast as we can to collapse as much as we can before the elections. So either A, there won't be an election because there's some sort of crisis, or B, if there is an election and they can't stop and derail that, that's kind of redundant. If they can't stop that, they at least create so much damage that if they do happen to lose both houses of Congress, which is what is slated, that the damage is almost irreparable. And then, 2 years later comes the national election for the presidency, that they have gone ahead and destroyed America in such a fashion and weakened it in such a way that it almost doesn't matter if the Republicans do take over Congress, both houses of Congress.
Damage is gone.
So there's different game plans being put on whiteboards for right now and looked at. I'm encouraging people everywhere to real true conservatives, not these rhinos, because I'm fed up with these stupid rhinos that talk the talk, but as soon as they get in, they're more concerned about their next parking space and their next office space, and we see them everywhere. But true conservatives getting in at city council level, school board levels, et cetera, et cetera, we've got to take this country back or we're done. It's over.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And the pace that all this change is coming at us.
Very quick.
It's progressively got quicker and quicker and quicker. And I really do believe we're on the verge, I mean, of so many things. We talked about a lot of them today, but so many areas we're under attack in this country, and there's no place else for people to go, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, we care about the borders of other sovereign countries. It's a sovereign country. They've had their borders violated.
Outrage.
And it's like, but wait a minute. We're a sovereign country. What about our border?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to stop there, Ukraine. I mean, I think you're looking at Poland.
No, he's not. But still, just the hypocrisy of even talking about somebody's sovereign border when we have millions of people flooding in through ours unchecked.
I'm waiting for the Border Patrol to start picking up Canadians on the southern border.
It's easier to get in. They took a little vacay in Mexico City and they just amble
across.
On over.
Yeah, I'm not going back there. That sucks up there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Justin's an idiot. I don't even know if they're that. Are they mean enough to say that? They might say that.
They might.
We really dislike Justin. That's probably Canadian. That's probably Canadian for burn the house down.
Yeah.
They're pretty nice. They're pretty nice up there. A lot nicer than we are, which is why it seems really dumb that our guys are doing this. And it's almost like there are no grown-ups in the room, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't completely slam into the end of the program and not thank you for coming on with us. Besides that, I found a special song all about the grocery store for all of you. You will enjoy.
Oh my goodness!
More Weird Al. I'll send you the Weird Al clips though, so you can use them because frankly, I think they're just good all the time. The black helicopters and all that. But no, we really appreciate having you on because we've been threatening to do this forever, and it was about time, darn it.
You guys have been awesome over the years. I've had a lot of fun. We've done this quite a while. If you go back.
Yeah, we have.
And if we're not having fun, then we have to stop doing it because obviously the world isn't very fun and we don't want to contribute to that. All right, so we will be back next week talking about something. I forget what it is, but you're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What kind of food you hate? You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Chicken.